Yeah. Not great,
careful
closer.
Careful.
Closer. We're getting closer.
Careful there.
The miracle of steroids on vocal cords. It's really quite something that I'm back.
Yeah, I didn't know
baby.
That was a thing. You back. Just told me that was, yeah, that's annually. You just make sure you pump yourself with PEDs.
I do. And I do the thing that really all doctors recommend, which is I don't finish my medication when it's prescribed and I hoard it for later.
You wait.
So when it comes back, I have a little bit more and I can kind of, you know, self-medicate, which is really what all physicians will suggest you do to yourself.
If the FCC came around and started testing us for PEDs,
yes, I'd fail.
How long are you out for?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the, I don't know if it's like baseball where it's 50 shows for a first offense, 100, and then a lifetime ban, but I would definitely fail.
So you don't speak English. You're fine.
That's a tactic that I could use.
I think you lose, yeah, the problem is you lose your salary. You can't just, I think Tatis didn't get paid for the 80.
Yeah, I need to see what the SAG-AFTRA policies are.
Because if you still get 80%,
I might consider it. Do I sound a lot better?
You sound literally sound like completely different. Not different, but you sound, yesterday it was hanging out. It was kind of lurking in the background.
It's close.
That's why when you threw your, yeah, I'm like, slow this thing down.
It had a little crack, if we're being honest.
It's as if you came off a ACL injury, and then you just started sprinting. They're like, well, walk for a second.
Cut on artificial turf with long cleats, right? That's what I tried to do.
Take a second here.
Absolutely. I was having what I thought might have been a health crisis this morning, but I think I've cracked the code on what
it is. I'm just getting pieces of this.
So, I don't know, half an hour or so ago, I was in here and I kind of like, what?
Yeah, you had a weird face. We were worried.
I did, and I'm looking around like, and it smelled like someone was smoking cigarettes, like in the studio. I was in here by myself. I'm like, wait,
maybe Taylor had a cig.
There's a vent.
Why are you looking at me, Slade?
I literally looked around like, did somebody walk, like, you know, maybe go outside and burn one down and walk? But I was in here and I'm like, no, ask them. They're like, I don't really smell anything. I'm like, all right, maybe it's just me. And then fast forward 5 minutes after that, I had this unbelievable ringing in my ears, like a siren was inside my head. That was not a normal thing. I'm thinking, what? Uh-oh, this can't be good. I think I figured it out. Those things combined with the normal amount of coffee that I have, combined with what I ate last night, I think I'm in some sort of dehydration crisis. Because I had a whole bunch of Chinese food last night.
Sure, Valentine's Day.
Which is just covered with salt and everything else. And then, of course, you got to add a little more soy to make it saltier. I just think I'm in a dehydration crisis. I think that I woke up like 3 a.m., right?
Like I had guzzled salt. Sure.
Like I had eaten teaspoon after teaspoon of salt I go into the bathroom and I'm just scooping water out of the bathroom faucet, just shoveling it into my mouth like I'd been stranded in the desert for 6 weeks. I think I've cracked the code. I'm back. I need to change this to water.
A couple questions here, right? This is fair.
Yeah.
I get a story. You have some follow-up questions. At 3 a.m., I thought you were going to say you went back down to the refrigerator and got some orange chicken.
That's what I thought.
And an egg roll.
Kung Pao, okay. But you're close.
And that's what I thought. So the fact that you went for water. The other thing was just this happens a lot. Is the kitchen just too far for you to go down and get some filtered water?
It's downstairs. It's a whole thing. It's 3 a.m., Al. I can break my neck.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm kind of a 3 a.m. I'm not thinking properly. I just get what you need to get done and go. Glass of water by the head. Do you ever do that?
Usually, yes, but last night I forgot to do it.
Okay, fair.
Just high on salt. It's great.
So I turn on the faucet and I'm just...
Like a dog.
Basically, yes. So I think, you know, you're only getting so much.
That's pretty good.
I just realized I haven't had a drop of water this morning, just 3 cups of coffee. So I think I cracked it.
So Travis,
let me get this guy a cup of coffee.
I have liquid IV in my bag if you need any.
I would take you up on that. I think I probably need something like that.
Steroids, Chinese food, and coffee. To help with your throat.
And apparently, I asked Susan this morning. people may or may not know this. My wife is an RN. And I said, hey, do steroids like affect your sleep? And she goes, oh, yeah, they definitely can. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't think I slept more than like 10 minutes in a row last night. Every couple of minutes, I'd roll over like, it can't only be 12:30. Wait, it's 1:16? Really? It's 2:10?
Like 3 o'clock, I need water.
And at 3 o'clock, I felt like I was dying of thirst.
Just mix in other drugs and then you can sleep better.
I should have gone with the counterpunch with some NyQuil or something like that.
Strong on your
but I'm back.
Going to get Chinese food on Valentine's
Day. So you can blame Michael for this. Okay. So Susan calls me on her way home from work. She's like, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I said, we weren't doing a
Baby,
Valentine's
it's Valentine's Day,
thing.
Day. Whatever you want.
And she was going to make some soup. I'm like, ooh, that sounds pretty good. She makes pretty good soup. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And then Michael calls 10 minutes later. He's like, hey, what do you think about Asian Kitchen tonight? I'm like, that sounds really good too. So what I need you to do is call your mother and tell her that's what you want. Yeah. Yep. He did. Mission accomplished.
Bada bing, bada boom.
He and I ate enough Chinese food for six people, and it was just the two of us.
A lot left over or no?
Quite a bit.
You have to, right?
Quite a bit.
They give you so much portions, and I'm not good with portions. If I get... Like it becomes like a personal battle of mine where I feel like, no, I could get a little bit further on that rice. You don't need to get a little further on that rice.
That's exactly what happened.
And then I don't know what I want my last bite to be.
I was walking to the sink to put my bowl in the sink and rinse it out, put it in the dishwasher. And as I'm walking by the kitchen,
everything's
still
laid
out. And I'm like, well, there's still a lot of rice in there. So I had another two giant helpings of fried rice. It was delicious. Combo fried rice. Had a little shrimp, a little chicken, a little pork.
Come
on. It was terrific.
Getting Chinese food tonight.
I'm going to walk by it and not eat it? It was amazing. It was and guess what I'm going to do the second I walk through my front door when I get home this afternoon?
Have Chinese food.
Drink some water?
No.
Drink some water.
Oh, well, Emily's going to hook me up with liquid IV. I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, based off a quick Google search here, excess sodium is directly linked to increased tinnitus.
Well, so, there you go, because I had that for no reason. It's fine.
Like
yeah, it's all good.
But I really wish when you said that you smelt
cigarettes.
Yeah, I really wish like
that. Yes, exactly that. Is that am I the only one hearing that?
Just have that in the background for at half hour. I really wish you were going to say, and then I looked and Taylor was having Marlboro Lights. I really wish that was. And then Taylor would have said, yeah, I had a gig yesterday and just, really stressed out right now. And he's just having cigarettes in the other studio.
I'm a Reds guy.
Oh, you're a classic Reds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. Well, he seems like a Reds guy.
Me and Taylor didn't think about our April Fool's joke because I think this is building up to be a good April Fool's joke that we just kind of make you think that you're going crazy that day. But
it could be. Kung Pao chicken.
Yep.
Sweet and sour pork. Mm-hmm. Mongolian beef. Combo fried rice. Mean. Classics, right? Across the board. All three classics.
Where did, because I don't think I can have Chinese food and not get orange chicken.
Yeah.
Did that just not make the cut?
We did Kung Pao
round?
Instead of orange because we like to get a chicken, a beef, and a pork. A little bit of, a little bit of everything. Make sure everybody, by everybody I mean me and Michael, are sad. Orange chicken would have been a fine choice. Want a little more spice with the Kung Pao.
There's an Asian place right around the, across the corner. That's going to happen in the
it was
near
fantastic.
Future. Of course it was.
And there's so much left. I'm going to do it to myself. I'm out of steroids, so we'll see if you take the
Maybe
steroids.
Go to the doctor.
If you take the steroids out of the Travis cocktail, I don't know what that'll lead
who
to.
Who gets home first in the family? So
me.
Okay, so because I was going to say, is this a race for the leftovers? Is
there will be leftovers. I will have a full lunch Chinese food spread mm-hmm. today. There will be more than enough to do it again tomorrow and maybe even the day after.
What do you do after you eat? Because last night it was easy. You can eat all that food and then you're just going to go to bed, which is what most doctors suggest, right? They say
for
eat as carb
body.
Load. Carb load as much as you can and then go to bed.
Trim waistline.
And then go to bed.
For sure.
So what are you going to do at 3:00 when you just took down all that food and there's still another couple hours of light and another 6 hours before you go to bed?
Well, I will probably eat it lying on the couch with it on my chest.
Sure.
So I'll probably just set the bowl on the table next to the couch and fall asleep. What, am I supposed to get up and do jumping jacks and burpees? Like, what do you expect?
I think the point is that you're done. The moment you eat that food, you're not moving.
It's not really energizing cuisine.
Yeah.
It's not something that you eat and run out the door and start acting like a Marine.
Oh man, that's good.
Yeah. I didn't know that it made you smell
steroids, Chinese food, cigarettes, and
tinnitus.
Some kind of noise in your ear.
Yeah, don't do that. That is a really terrible
sound. That
pierces
sound. Like right through.
That's what I'm just sitting here talking pierces to you through. And all of a sudden that started happening. I'm like, yeah, this isn't good. I got a lot of stuff going on. All right, Lakers have their last game before the All-Star break coming up tonight. The New Orleans Pelicans are in town and Brian Windhorst said it's a must-win game. I agree. The difference is I think they're more or less all must-win games from this point forward. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did your body refuse the water?
Bounced off my tongue. No, but I did.
This so. Out of here.
Here's the second one. I killed one in the kitchen, yeah. And now I'm back to number two, waiting for M to hook me up with the electrolytes, and then I'm going
to
be back.
Just looking forward to you having to take several bathroom breaks in the third hour, so it's going to be great.
I'm down. Okay. I'm just saying that it may take more than
he's so far behind
right.
in right. water that I don't think it's going to be till 3:30 until you have to use the restroom.
It's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
Ask Laura today coming up at 10:45. We've already got some very, very good ones coming in. But if you want to send them to me at Travis Rogers. Send them to Al at Alan Sliwa. Of course, you can call as well, 877-710-ESPN, that's the number. And Laura has already tweeted and said she's not quite sure what she's gotten herself into. So that's the idea.
Laura, it will be random questions from listeners of 710 that completely, some of them make no sense at all, and you'll have fun answering them.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's pretty much
that's
it.
Hopefully she has fun answering them. We will do our best to vet the questioners, and then she can do whatever she wants along the way. You're going to get a little time coming up here, so you got one more tonight.
Yeah, one more. And then
you get basically, what is it? You get 8 days.
They don't play for, they kind of got this, this is for those kind of, let's say, behind the scenes, when you used to do the broadcast as well. All right, you have kind of a breather here at the All-Star break, and it's also not the halfway point.
Oh, it's like the two-thirds mark.
Almost two-thirds mark, whatever it is. So after tonight, I think they play one game in like 10 days.
Yeah.
Because, man, they play the Warriors a week from tomorrow, and then they got two more days off, and then they're going to shove 88 games into the final.
Yes.
That goes with any schedule. If there's some calm, you're like, okay, well, they have to make up some ground here, and they're going to make it up. But, yeah, it's an interesting time of the year for the Lake Show. 24 left. That's it. This is it.
So going back to when I used to do the Laker pre and post, and I knew that we were in the final portion of the season when this happens, Al, right? So I'm holding up a computer showing Al. If you're watching us on our YouTube feed, you can get it. When
you scrolled,
all of their remaining games will fit on one page.
I was just going to say, that's so funny you said that, man. All
of the remaining games will fit on your screen.
Can't
at
scroll
one time.
Any further down.
That's it. We're done. And you don't have to scroll up very far to find the games that were just completed. Like, they have 24 games left, and it's like a 25-game screen size. That's how much will fit in there. So you're in the home screen.
We're in the home screen.
Yeah.
What's been disappointing, it's kind of so weird with the Lakers since COVID, right? So COVID hits, nobody's allowed in the games. They don't even do games here. So they're in that ballroom in Orlando. They win an NBA championship. The next season, they make it to the playoffs, but it's limited capacity. I can't remember what it was, but it's probably like a fourth of the arena was full. It was something like that.
It's like 5,000 people.
Something
right?
like that. I can't remember the exact numbers.
It was weird.
And before you know it, you're out. AD gets injured against the Phoenix Suns. Last season, you don't make the playoffs, and there's a very good chance this year they don't make the playoffs. The reason why I'm setting it up that way, bro, we haven't had playoff basketball. And before that, they didn't make the playoffs in Braun's first year, right? They hadn't made the playoffs in how long prior to that?
Oh, right.
When's the last time you had real playoff basketball across the street at Crypto? And I set it up that way because
That's fascinating. I'd never thought of it that they had that
it's
long.
It's all connected.
What was it, like seven
six
or eight,
years?
6 years without
making the
making
postseason.
The playoffs. Pandemic where it all happened on the other side of the country.
In a ballroom where there's a chandelier if you shoot the ball too high.
The next year, you were in and out quick, and there was really no one there to begin with, and then you haven't made it since. That kind of changes my tune just a little bit about, hey, just get in and let's see what happens, because I don't think they're dangerous to win a bunch of series. I don't think they're competing for an NBA championship. That's not terribly insightful, but I was kind of on the, look, is getting into the play-in and getting beat in the first or second game in the play-in much of an accomplishment? Is getting in as the seventh or eighth seed and getting beat in the first round? But what you just said is like, yeah, can we just have some fun stuff in that building, even if it's only a couple of games?
So that word, and it's, I don't like using that word because you said, is that really an accomplishment?
It's not.
The answer is no, it's not.
It's not, but...
So you're right about that it's not an accomplishment. However, you know the last time they had a real playoff series at Crypto.com where there's...
Don't tell me
18-9-97, it was 2012-2013. That's when it was, because the last time they made the playoffs after that was in Orlando. That's when they beat the Heat in Orlando. The following year, it's minimized, you know, how many, whatever capacity that you could put against the Suns.
It's been 10 years?
That's it. There is no other playoff history. It's been that long since the Lakers.
Super depressing.
It is depressing. And the reason why I set it up like that is because I thought coming into this year, and I know we'll play that wind horse sound that we have, but I thought coming into this year, part of me was, look, do I think the Lakers are going to compete for a championship? You're going to have so many things go right. And that stretch that Anthony Davis had, you're going to need that for 6 months. You're not going to need it for 1 month.
Yeah.
You're going to need him to be basically just a...
MVP-level player.
MVP-level player, and Bron's still doing what he's doing in the year 20.
Yep.
But if you could just at least give a taste back to Laker fans of, this is what playoff basketball is like. They haven't had that. So that's the frustrating part of where they are.
All right, so here's where they are. They're 26-32. They're in 13th place in the Western Conference. They got 24 games left, okay? 24 games left to try to find your way, ideally, into the top six. Seems like a stretch at this point. But somewhere into the 10th spot or better, right? If you go 16-8 in your remaining 24 games, you're 42-40, barely over 500.
Have a parade over that.
If you go 15-9, you're exactly at 500. They haven't gone 15-9 in a very long time. If you go 14-10, which feels about right? Like with the new players, and you're crossing your fingers about AD's performance, you're crossing your fingers about LeBron's health and his foot, 14-10. Okay, that 24-game stretch, four games over, you finish the year 40-42, and I'm not so sure you get in.
I don't think you get into that.
That's at 14-10.
Yeah.
Which brings us to what Brian Windhorst said, which is tonight is a must win.
I wouldn't go so far as to say like a game like tonight at home against the Pelicans who are wounded, it's a must win game. They cannot afford to lose games in the upcoming days against teams that are going to be near them in the play-in. So that is like, they absolutely should be able with this roster to make it, but they can't afford LeBron's foot injury to drag on. He has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game, indicating he's probably in line to give it a go.
All right, so we'll see whether LeBron goes or not tonight, but aren't they kind of all, I'm not saying they got to go 24-0, Al, but they're basically all kind of must wins, especially games against New Orleans, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis, OKC, Minnesota, Golden State, Memphis. Those are your next seven games. Mm-hmm. Those are all teams that are ahead. You're not catching Memphis. You're not catching Dallas. That's not going to happen. But these are the teams that are ahead of you. These are the teams that theoretically you have to start chipping off some wins against those teams. They're all kind of must wins at this point, not just tonight.
So 18 games of the 24 that they have left are against all those teams that are in front of them. Okay, so just, and I know there's only two teams behind them. Yes, so it's
kind of, it stacks the deck.
Most of the time it's going to be that. They got a couple Eastern Conference teams that they're going to play as well. But 18 of those games, you're going to run into the Phoenixes of the world, the Clippers, the Warriors.
Play the Phoenix twice. They
Pelicans,
play the Clippers. They play the Warriors twice.
They got all these teams. Okay, so
they play New Orleans twice.
They
play Memphis twice. I mean, it's a lot.
So here's when Windhorst says it's a must-win game. I think this is what he's referring to when he says that, because if you go through this stretch of games where you get to actually face teams that are in front of you, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to gain ground, or you're going to fall further behind, and the further behind you fall, you don't have as many games to make up. They did this over the last week or so, okay? In the last, let's say, 2 weeks, they played the Pelicans, lost. They played the Thunder, lost. They beat the Golden State Warriors, they lost to the Portland Trailblazers. So far against those teams that are right in front of them, they're 1-3 over four games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a perfect example of, and these are literally teams at 500 or below 500. We're not even talking about amazing teams. We're literally just talking about teams that are either at 500
or 29-30,
or a couple games below it, whatever the case is. I get what he's saying about it's a must win, and I guess you can't say, well, it's a must win every game the entire way. I think the number that you mentioned is the most important. How are you going to stack up 16 wins or 15 wins of this schedule?
16 wins in 24 games.
Okay, how about just to get back to
500? That's good by anybody's standards.
So just to get back to 500, but they got 15-9, right? So do you and I believe that this team, not knowing if LeBron just missed three games in a row. Anthony Davis has been wildly inconsistent.
And more often bad than good.
And continues to prove that I can't carry this team, that I got to have LeBron right next to me, and Bron's got to average 30.
Right.
Okay? With all that in mind, look, can things change? The one thing that's different than the entire season, they added all these new pieces. Mm-hmm. And that's the only they've only got two games with the new pieces, and both of those games Bron didn't play in. That's the only angle that I can find that's going to tell you the result could be different than it's been in the past.
The result, you could get a little better. I think they are better, but are they good enough to go 16-8 or 15-9? I don't know about that, because not only is that a really high bar to hit with the way that you played for all the reasons that you just explained.
Yep.
Those other teams have to actually underperform that number by a pretty significant amount. So for them to fall out, you have to hope, and this is the teams in 10th, 11th, and 12th. The teams, you have to get at worst into the 10th spot, right? You have to. That means there's three teams that you have to jump. At least three, all three of those teams need to go bad, right? It's not just you need to get on a run where you're going
help.
15-9.
You need help.
You have to hope that they start to bleed some games. One of them might. Two of them might. All three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough. If one of those three teams, or a couple of the teams ahead of them, just continue to play 500 where they are right now. 500, not above it. 500, you don't catch them. You have to go 15-9 to get to 500.
Mm.
They just have to stay at 500 to be at 500. You have to hope that they drop below that line to catch them. It's not just, can we do this? Yes, maybe you can.
Yep.
I wouldn't bet my car that you could, but it's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, you have to hope that they perform way under 500 over the course of their last 24 games, which at this point, you kind of are what you are. If you're a 500 team through 50 games, you're probably going to be a 500 team through the remaining 30. That's just kind of the way that it goes.
This is just another, you know, something else to keep in mind. You're starting to reach the point of the season where now every team is now jockeying. Now they're also looking at the end of the schedule saying, okay, hey, no, this is an important one for us, because now we can go to from number 5 to number 4. They're also going to be playing the standings game the way we're talking about. They're also going to look at the schedule and say, guys, we got the Lakers. We have to beat the Lakers. They're a team that's below 500. We have to take advantage. We don't have too many options here to get some W's. I'll go back to it. I think the only thing that we have here that is different than the entire season, you basically have five new players, whatever you want to call it. If you want to add Rui there, and what their impact is going to be and how much different the team is going to be, we'll have to wait and find out.
You got 24 left, and you have three games on the schedule that remain that you look at and go, they're going to win that game. Three, that means there's 21 games that are kind of a toss-up.
Okay? Who are they playing? What do you got? Houston in there?
Houston twice in Orlando.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, you get Houston twice in Orlando. Those are the three that go.
They're both at Houston.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's a tough schedule.
Yeah.
It's tough, and you have to overperform your previous performance and hope that everyone else's performance, they underperform. That's a lot of things that have to break.
You know what's crazy is when they started the year 2-10. Right? 2-10. 2-10 set the table the rest of the way.
You've been chasing it ever since.
You're still looking at 2-10 today.
2 and 10 is 8 games under 500.
They're 6 games below 500. This is actually, and I don't know this for sure, but it might be the closest they've been to 8 games below 500 since they started 2 and 10. Remember, they start 2 and 10, and then they eventually won 8 of 10 or whatever the case is.
And the game he did play and broke the record, they lost that game too.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I mean, it, a lot of stuff has to break.
Yeah.
Not impossible, but it has to happen.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Haven't had a real playoff game in that long.
That bumps me out. Yeah. That sucks.
Freaking Laker fans, like the most passionate fans when it comes to sports, have not been able to walk across the street and enjoy a real playoff game.
The bubble title kind of negate a little, but you're right. It still hasn't been over there. It
wasn't here.
No,
right?
We were jumping up and down in our living rooms with those ghost fans in the background of the game. It was just
about
surreal.
The broadcasters. Broadcasters weren't there either.
Nobody was.
They were here.
It was just a very, very bizarre moment. 877-710 ESPN Laker fans. What's the number? What do they have to do over the final 24 games? Is tonight a must win? Give me your path on how they get in and what they do when they get there. Pat Bev is no longer a Laker, but he has some odd things to say about why it wasn't working. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I'm glad that I've kind of brought you over to the dark side, Lee, with the Chinese food.
I can't get the whole time you were talking about the schedule and how many games. I just thinking Kung Pao, huh?
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
It's got the peanuts in it.
Lakers
who? All of it. It's got all that. The sauce is a little bit spicy, but not too spicy.
Saw that the Laker games.
It's got. They have the onions in there too. Little chunks.
Where's
of
Allen?
Onion.
The first quarter update's coming. He's some rice.
He's up to his elbows in combo fried
rice.
Still
the media room.
By the way, combo fried rice. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, it's got little peas and carrots and egg and
it's healthy
and all sorts
egg
of different has shrimp,
peas.
Seafood. Healthy. Covered in 8 gallons of MSG.
I used to do the 2-item combo. Okay. We used to go, can't remember if I told you this story before. There was a place in El Cajon. It was like on the border of El Cajon and Santee. Okay. And we had a family member that lived within a couple miles of this place. And it was arcades. We'd go play arcades.
So like video games?
Exactly. Yeah. They would drop us off. I'd do my thing on skee ball. You know, we just do our thing, right? Getting tickets left.
You're a skee ball guy. That tracks. That feels about right.
Getting tickets left and right. Are you going to try another game? No. Look at the profit. Look at the profit you get
ROI.
Tickets here.
The skee ball has good ROI.
Where do you want me to go? You want
You're
me to
right
go to one of these other games?
Pinball? Yeah, no,
the
no
ring
chance.
Toss?
No, you got this is the game. I got kicked out. No, but that right next to it. So it was me, Cousin Slee, and another cousin of mine.
Okay.
They drop us off, and we'd be there for like 2 hours. And they give us just enough money in the same shopping center was a place. Literally, the title of the place was called Chinese Fast Food. Okay? There was no... Listen.
There was no
creativity at
Love
all.
It.
They just called it Chinese Fast Food. And we'd walk in and... Bro, that like the styrofoam.
Yes, 3-item combo
container.
Yes,
okay? I would do the 2-item combo. Okay, and it came with I do half fried rice, half chow mein.
It's the correct way to do it.
We're gonna go 50-50 on this. Okay,
it's like onion rings and fries, a little bit of both.
I do orange chicken on one pocket, and I would do beef and broccoli on the other pocket. Okay.
Okay.
And then you can add an egg roll for $1. I'm like, we're adding an egg roll for $1.
Chicken.
Spring roll.
It was a spring roll. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Okay.
They like to go cheap at Chinese fast food. They're not putting any meat in the egg rolls.
Yes. Bro, let me tell you something.
I've had it, but it's more expensive.
They couldn't close the thing.
It's just heaped on there.
They just couldn't close the thing. And we'd just sit there, all three of us, and we would just eat until we absolutely couldn't move anymore. And then we would reach out to his mom, my aunt, and say, we're ready to come home. We're ready to come home.
So you would skee ball and then eat. Never eat and then skee ball.
No, you had to do that stuff Smart. First, and then we rewarded ourselves with Chinese fast food.
Very good. By the way, Chinese fast food, we should open one.
Why try to be more creative than that? That is the name of the place.
The rent would probably be a little prohibitive right here at LA Live, but we need to find somewhere and just hang out a sign, Chinese fast food. We'd make
11
right.
years old, I'd get the napkin out, you know. we're eating good tonight.
I love it. Let's go to the Valley. Let's go to Encino and Justin. Justin, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Justin?
What's up? How you doing?
All right.
Yeah. You know, tonight, I feel like tonight's going to decide if the Lakers will make the play-in or postseason in general. You know, they can't be 7 games under 500.
that's going to be a very, you know, hard task to do, to climb back to the standings. And I want to give your thoughts. Let me know if you think they're going to make the play-in postseason.
Justin, appreciate you calling in. All right, so just let me simplify it real quick. I don't – listen, I want to see the Lakers make the playoffs like every other fan here in SoCal. Here's the problem. They have to show you – they have to give you some hope. It's tough for me. If I could sit here and tell you, Trav, they're going to make the play-in tournament.
They got better.
Okay, but what can I base that off of? We reached a point of the season where Bron, for the first time this year, I don't know if he's going to play on a night-to-night basis. Mm-hmm. He played all these other freaking games. He sat and out some of minutes. The back-to-backs. He's playing 37 minutes, 43 minutes because the game went into overtime, whatever the case is. And you got a team, look at the last two games as such a perfect example of the Lakers. You walk away with a game against the Warriors, getting kind of feeling like, okay, there's some hope here. And then you play one half against the Blazers and you're like, all right, you're right back. They're down 19, Dame has 30, and it all happened like that. So to answer his question, I don't know if how would I be able to honestly sit here and tell you that I think this team, I can sit here and tell you confidently, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Don't think anybody can. I think anybody that does that, it's more wishful thinking than anything else, that you're hoping they're going to be in the playoffs. Because we talk about it, but we probably don't spend enough time talking mm-hmm. about it. They don't play a lick of defense. They give up seemingly 130 points every night that they play. Portland put 127 on them. OKC in the record-breaking
133.
Game. 133. Like, you can't give up
131 against the Pelicans.
You can't give up 130. You can't give up 120 points a night.
What the hell?
And expect to win these games. And that's what they're doing. So, yeah, D'Angelo Russell is going to help them shoot the ball a little bit better.
Agreed.
He's not a particularly good defender. Mm-hmm. You look at somebody like Malik Beasley, who mm-hmm. can shoot the ball, get the ball in the basket.
Hit six threes.
Not a particularly good defender. They, mm-hmm. they addressed one of the issues that they have, but Al, unless you're going to win games 135 to 132.
Which you can't.
Which you might do it occasionally, mm-hmm. but you're not going to do it to the tune of 16-8 or 15-9, which is seemingly what they need to do over the course of the remaining part of the season. You lose tonight. You're now the numbers get even more tilted.
You'd
the other
be the
way.
Closest to the 2-10 mark you'd ever been.
Yeah,
so
you're basically digging this hole deeper at the worst possible time. They still don't play D. You're still D'Angelo Russell was. We'll read the quotes for you a little bit later on. Was talking about, listen, we just got here. You can't expect all of us to just show up and know exactly what's happening. And he's right. Mm-hmm. I said to you, best case scenario.
Yep.
It's like a 5-game. You know. Tryout for these guys to figure out rotations and all these things. That's best case scenario. Even a normal scenario, it's probably 10 or 15. You don't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have time to do it.
I had somebody send us a tweet talking about, I think Anthony Simons has to get some tests on his ankle. I think he injured his ankle yesterday. Zion, we know he's going to be sidelined for at least several more weeks.
Is that going to be his lot in this league?
Jeez, I hope not. I hope not.
I'm going to go by what I've
suffered
seen so
far. Suffered a setback
in
his rehab, will be reevaluated in several more weeks.
He is so much fun to watch,
yeah.
And he's so explosive, and he's such a unique type of player where yeah. at that size, to be that athletic and powerful, and he's super fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Al, he's been this since he came into the league.
You got to lose 30 pounds.
He was kind of like this at Duke.
I know.
He's a freak athletic specimen. He's too heavy.
It's too much weight trying to, and
yeah.
he's a springboard. Just every time he jumps, think about his knees, his hamstring, everything
every time
from
he hits
knees
the floor,
down. Yeah.
It's another impact like that. And I don't know how you can't change his game. It's what makes him special. Maybe you can change his body. I just think that's how he's built. He's not going to ever look like Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram's never going to look like Zion.
No.
They're just, they can't even really meet in the middle. They're different body types.
You remember this story? I know Charles Barkley had told the story back in the day. He was gets drafted by Philly, and he weighs like 280, 290, mm-hmm. whatever he weighed. And Moses Malone sits him down and tells him, listen, Michael's told the story on the air before. Moses Malone sits him down and says, all right, get to 280. And Barkley respected Moses Malone, so he shed weight. He shed 10 pounds. He gets to 280. Gets to 280, goes, okay, how do you feel? He's like, not really that much different. Shed another 10, gets to 270. Shed another 10, get to 260. Got all the way down to 230. Barkley did, got all the way down to 230, and said, "Now I feel like I can't move guys around the way I want to. Okay, go up 10 more pounds. He found his perfect weight, but he did that at such a young age, and he had Moses Malone to help him. If Zion's not dropping 30 pounds, you tell me how this dude's not going to get injured a couple times a year.
I'm with you on all that. Mm-hmm. Co-sign all that. I want to throw one additional thing
that he
thing
does
in
a Mountain Dew commercial?
And seemed to enjoy doing the Mountain Dew commercial.
Lives in New Orleans.
Lives in New Orleans. One other thing. Those are good points. Mm-hmm. Co-sign. Here's the other part. He's going to have $44 million in the bank before he even has to exercise that extension. Go to the gym. Why? I've got $44 million in the bank. Charles Barkley wanted to get paid. He was getting paid okay. He wasn't getting paid like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing that you're chasing, the bag that you want to get, if you have already got it before it's even started, what's the impetus? Unless it's in you to begin with.
That's it.
It's really hard
because there's
there.
Other players there that have kind of similar to what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
The money's there, but there is this, hey, I want to thrive. I want this. Yeah.
It's in Luka. Those guys want to be great. I'm not saying that Zion doesn't, but if you come into the league a little soft and a little doughy and a little overweight and you've got $40 million, you want me to not order the appetizer? Really? Okay. I mean, I guess so. Maybe occasionally, but
it's on the front of Mountain Dew.
I'm just gonna say it's not something else. It's not salad.com.
Can you do vitamin water? Can you do like
that's got a lot of sugar too.
Aquafina.
There you go.
Just Dasani.
Yeah, water.com.
Just do water.
Salad.com. Apples.
Damn, I hate seeing that. But by the way, the only reason why Zion came up is there was some tweets of like, hey, maybe Lakers can get there basically by default.
Yeah.
Well, the Pelicans don't have this player. Blazers don't have that player. Okay, that's not exactly the game plan to try to get in.
They have to come down. And even with both of them, you're still on the outside looking in if one more team doesn't come down.
And you have to win games.
Yes.
You
and
have to win games.
You win games. Ask Laura coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. It's coming up. Travis Lee, 710-ESPN.
I think it all depends if he's making money, you know, because if he's not.
I just hope there's more that start with your boo and Travis can be the one that says it.
Also, Laura, why not both? It's like it is kind of cheap, but it also is kind of sweet. So it's kind of the both
thoughtful,
things at
right?
the same time.
You can
even
be thoughtful.
Even if you're kind of a cheap person, having the frame you already have is kind of a cheap thing to put in there.
But the poem's really good.
But what if it wasn't like really being used? Because I have some like frames that I just have empty. I mean, you know, that's fine. It's getting put to use. So,
Laura, you must have had a conversation with my wife at one point or another, because there's an entire closet, a drawer in the closet that is
just frames.
Just frames that have never even been taken out of like the plastic.
Just in case.
The fake family that's in the frame is still in it.
Guilty. I put a picture over that. Like, I don't got time to take it out.
Okay, just real quick, you might as well, if those frames are just going to sit there, put the other family up. Whatever family that's there in the frame that already exists, just put it up. Put the thing to use.
It's not a bad
you
idea.
You don't look like me, sweet.
You ready? Here comes another one. This is from Big E, who's a loyal Travis Lee listener, loyal 710 listener for that matter.
Yes, he is. What up, Big E?
Would you sit courtside at a game at Clipper games with Clipper Daryl for a season, or would you rather be in a car with Cappy where he needs to make a 30-minute stop where he'll end up with new underpants?
Oh, man.
I don't even know what that means, but I like the question.
I think I know where they're going with. Laura, this was from last week, right?
Yeah. So Cappy has a thing where he needs to stop a little too much to, you know, do his business.
Sure.
I would probably say Cappy, though, because, you know, Daryl's cool. I've met him. But Clipper, the whole season, yikes. No, I'm good.
That's a lot.
I'll stick with Cappy. Yeah, 100%.
I think that's the right choice. At least he's pulling over to make sure everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's considerate.
Yeah, it's not in the car, guys. It's all good.
This is from Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, who writes, is there a special place in hell for people that put ketchup on tacos?
Oh, my God, yes. Ew, gross. If you're putting ketchup on tacos, or as I found out Allie Clifton does, noodles, please. No, you guys have a little seat waiting for you. That's disgusting.
So
I'm
Marcellus
sorry.
Is doing it on the tacos.
Marcellus has got
Allie's
a reservation.
Doing it on, she said, noodles?
Noodles. Like spaghetti noodles kind of thing?
Probably like a ramen,
exactly
maybe.
I don't exactly know, but it's gross.
No, that's right out of Goodfellas when he's like, oh, they got ketchup and egg noodles.
Right. That does not sound like a great meal. Porky writes,
Porky. Oh, wow. Okay.
MFK. Tacos, burritos, and tortas. Which one are you marrying?
Tacos, burritos, and so probably marrying the tacos for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I love tacos.
Let's just get the one that you're getting rid of would be which one?
The tortas.
I think so, too.
I love burritos. Yeah, the tortas is like, you know, it's cool. It's a lot of bread for me. So tacos, for sure, and tortas could go.
And then the burrito is the one that you just have a little fling with.
Yeah, that's a side piece, you know, occasional.
It's a pretty good size.
It have to be all
by
the time.
By the way, it's my dream is to have a burrito side piece. That would be amazing.
Watch it.
That sounds like something that I would be very, very much into. John Ferris, Laura, writes, what's the worst pickup line you've ever heard?
Oh, my God. So I've heard a lot, but I actually heard this one probably 2 weeks ago with my friend, where this guy said, oh, you know what would look really good on you? Me.
Oh, geez.
I was like, yeah.
Taylor, don't write that down.
That's so bad. And I think I heard Ireland said that yesterday, too. I was like, who took that from Ireland and thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, that's probably not the person you want to ask. That doesn't seem like the correct place to go for. It's the improper
John,
resource.
You're a player. Exactly. I think that's how we start I don't think those conversations.
Bad. So he also follows up. What's the best one you've ever heard?
I don't think I've heard a good one.
That's the right
Honestly,
answer.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't think there's a right pickup line.
So what's it's the correct way anyways. To introduce myself to you?
Oh, so I can't say it on the air, but the way my boyfriend did it, I think was really good.
Can you
give us like a piece?
Just
yeah.
So I was actually at a bar with another guy, and he asked him, he's like, oh, is that your girlfriend? And he was like, no. He's like, are you guys dating? And he was like, no. And then he goes, are you guys filling the blank?
Yep.
And then the guy's like, no, she's just my friend. But we had been, you know, talking for a few weeks or whatever. And he's like, oh, can you move? I think she's beautiful. I want to talk to her. Oh. So I thought, like, being super bold, to me, that's kind of hot.
Boldness works.
Yeah.
Boldness is a good play.
I like after all those questions. Can you get the hell out of the way then?
Yeah, I'm trying to
You're
work.
Really kind of, yeah. You're in the way, bro.
Yeah, what are you doing here? You go over there. I'll be over here. That's a good way to do it.
Boldness.
This is a good one. Reggie writes, since we all know that Slee is an assassin, do you think he's more like Jason Bourne or John Wick?
So I saw this one on Twitter, and my initial thoughts were John Wick. But I don't know. I think Slee is a little bit more of a Jason Bourne.
How come?
I do have to admit that. And I work with him in, you know, like Lakers broadcast and Lakers talk. And I'm just like, you got so many sides to you. I think Jason Bourne's the way to go.
Okay.
Bourne is a more creative problem solver where John Wick just shows up and kicks ass, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And as much as I want to believe that Slee, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think that is either.
Would you agree that you're more Bourne than Wick?
I think there's definitely more of that than going in and taking out everybody.
James Bond? Would you want to be like Bond?
It's funny. I hear all these and none of them connect where it really makes sense.
I think Bond's a little much.
Okay, Laura, we talked about this. I don't know if you heard Travis at all, but he had about, I don't know, 14 pounds of Chinese food yesterday. So
Holy
just
crap.
Just a quick question.
More like 12.
It was like 12, yeah. I don't want to. You get a two-item combo at a Chinese place. What mm-hmm. are you getting? You getting fried rice and chow mein. You doing one or the other? And what are your sides that you're getting there?
So I do half and half. More rice and chow mein. That's just me. And then I'll do a beef broccoli and spicy orange chicken.
That's a wonderful answer.
That works.
That we can go to lunch together.
Yeah,
we'll all
works.
Be
that
very,
works.
Very pleased.
Super basic, right? But it's good.
805 Raider. Laura, is Cappy really that way?
Yes, he's a real one. He is. I mean, he really is. That's him. What you guys hear, it's him.
Okay.
People want to like assume things, but I'm like, nah, bro, that's all him.
Okay, all yes. Him. 805 Raider has a follow up in his same tweet. It says, And why is Sedano always so mad?
I don't think he's mad. I think he's Latino, and when we speak, you know, we get a little loud and we have a lot of passion, and I think people mistake that for being mad. So I'm going to have my boys back, and I'm just